When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and tonight we're talking about a movie that may or may not have a werewolf, I don't know. It's called Night Shadow from 1989.
Personally, I like what you called it in the pre-show better, the Night Shitter.
The Night Shitter. Yeah.
This is a little more accurate.
Spoiler alert.
I have a lot of issues with this title, because honestly, I think the majority of the movie took place in the day.
It's true.
Ooh, that's deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy or whatever that Saturday Night Live thing was.
Deep thoughts.
Do you have a shadow at night?
No, of course.
If the full moon is out.
But he's not like, he doesn't respond to full moon. All right, we'll get to it. I hope he responds
to full moons.
No, but he, okay. Aaron's not here because he's doing something with some electronic chair for my grandmother or something. I don't know. I think it's just an excuse because he didn't watch the movie.
Is it an ejector seat chair?
It's an ejector seat chair, yes.
Get out of my house.
Get off my lazy boy.
What do you do, though, after you get up? That's the problem.
I can't stand.
So is it one of those ones that stands you up?
I don't know.
It actually stands you up and then just pushes you over so you can be in that, so you can be in that commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Just keeps pushing until you're on the ground again. And just smashes
just lays you.
You
down.
This movie... was a rough ticket, guys. I'm not going to spoil too much, but this is directed by one Randolph Collin.
He did everything for this movie, didn't he?
He did everything. So
he was on every credit.
He is certainly to blame for this movie. He will go down in the history books as the guy who made Night Shadow from 1989, and that's it.
Man, I am all of a sudden interested to talk about this movie.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we can get into it. Todd, what is Night Shadow about?
Okay.
I couldn't remember either, Todd.
A journalist returns to the town she grew up in to find a series of brutal murders.
Oh, home sweet home.
Oh no, everyone's dead!
Was it her? Was it her goofy brother, or was it maybe a wolf man?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
Find out in Night Shadow.
Or don't.
You won't.
Did you ever see The Howling?
No.
Oh, it's a great werewolf movie. And you know what? The beginning is a reporter goes... she witnesses something, and then she goes back to like this island to get over it, and like all these, it's like a very similar setup,
but much better.
Oh, way better than this! Yeah, absolutely, way better than this. So Aaron is not here, so we are at I believe what we could define this as is a conundrum, Todd. We have a conundrum on our hands.
Well,
true.
I'm not convinced you totally know what a conundrum is, so I'll let you continue.
So, thank you. I will continue. We don't have a prepared history hole, so what I'm suggesting we do is we all come with a little bit of a personal history hole for the year 1989. Okay?
Okay.
So we're gonna slide into Aaron's non-existent history hole and get zero context for the movie and the year it was released.
It's time for the history hole. Assume the position and prepare to be filled with knowledge.
All right. So 1989, I remember this year fondly because I was 4 years old and I don't remember a goddamn thing when I was four.
So, oh, you're so young.
But I do have one tidbit of interesting information when I Googled 1989. 1989 is the fifth studio album by American singer-songwriter Taylor Swift, which was released on October 27th, 2014.
At first, I was like, she didn't release an album in 1989, but I think that's when she was born.
Yeah, she was also not four in 1989.
She was zero.
You were. She was zero.
I was seven.
Holy shit.
And
I was five.
That was the year that we moved from New Jersey to Wisconsin.
Oh. Wow.
Did you move around a lot when you were little?
Just three times.
So yeah, you started out in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, actually, I started in Lancaster, but we moved when I was, like, 8 months old, so.
And then you came back to Lancaster.
We did. Yes, we were living in New Jersey. My dad ran a private practice for his family doctoring, and then he received a position on the faculty at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. So we packed up, moved out there, and he decided that he can't stand academia, nor the people in academia, so... We moved to Lancaster.
Where he opened up his
Where he went to
practice.
Work at the lots of places.
This is such an interesting history hole here.
There we go.
This is a spivvery hole right now is what we're getting, guys.
But if we focus just on 1989, uh-huh. I was finishing up first grade and starting second grade.
And what were your grades like?
I got all S's and S pluses.
Nice. Mm.
That's not surprising.
I did not get any E's. I never got E's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
so
know.
I've got some cost of living from 89.
All right. Let's hear that. That's good.
So.
This is the dumbest history hole ever. What the fuck?
A stamp is 25 cents.
Oh, now they're like $44 or something. I went to the mailman.
You have to give a little bit of your kidney every time you want
yeah,
to send a letter.
Yeah, but who the fuck sends letters anymore? That's the thing.
Well, no, but see, the post office is super smart because forever stamp, you don't know how much a stamp costs.
True.
What does that mean? What's the forever stamp?
Well, you can buy it at whatever price it currently is, and then if it goes up, you can still use it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like you used to have to buy, if it went from 25 cents to 26 cents and you still had the 25 cent ones, then you had to buy like penny stamps
so
to stick
why,
on.
Why have I been putting all this money in a Roth IRA when I could just be buying stamps?
Forever stamps.
Yeah, exactly. That's the conspiracy theorists. They buy gold, silver, and forever stamps.
Brilliant.
A gallon of gas in 1989 was 97 cents.
Okay. I honestly don't know what it costs now. Is it like $3
like
or something?
$3.49, something like that.
It's less than $3.
Is it?
Not here.
Yeah, it is. It's like $2.59 or something.
Is it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I never pay attention
either. Yeah. But it's always fascinating when I hear someone say like, well, you can see... Across the street, it was 5 cents cheaper. Oh, it is like $2.69, $2.59, $2.79.
Shows you how much I pay attention.
Yeah. And just put gas in the car and drive away.
Yep.
I go to the BJ's pump since we have the membership there.
Oh, look at this guy. Member of the elite club of BJ's.
Yeah, we have a membership and I still don't use that gas.
I applied and they're like, no. Sorry,
denied.
Declined.
Yeah, we don't.
No BJs
don't
for
LA.
You.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Man, you just tossing out softballs over here.
That was a home run there, Rebecca.
Every year at school, we get an email about a BJs fundraiser. and it kills us every time. It's a good way to raise money.
That's a good way to raise money.
So in a little town called Placerville, California, you could have purchased a country home on 1 acre, 4-bedroom, wraparound porch, bay windows for $166,000.
That thing is probably $1.6 million now in California.
Yeah.
I don't know where Placerville, California is.
I don't know
maybe
where
it's
Placerville
very rural
is either. Maybe it's, but still, an acre of land.
Yeah. You could put the pigs out to the pasture on that much land. I don't know what that means, but I think that's what you do with pigs.
Pretty sure they live in pastures. We'll go with it.
Pig it's pastures. Part of the Sacramento metropolitan area.
Ah, that sounds, okay. Pretty
It's not
legit.
LA, but
yeah.
The Steinman Manor in Lancaster's for sale.
I saw that.
How much is it?
That shit's haunted for sure, though. So
is that the
it's
big
only,
stone
It's
place?
Only worth your soul.
Yeah, it's the big place on Columbia Avenue.
The Conestoga House.
Marietta Avenue.
I was thinking Manor Avenue, but... No, it will be
you're thinking
whatever.
Of a different one, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. There's cool places around there, though.
It's like 12 acres. There's 18 bedrooms. You know, it's...
What would I do with all those bedrooms?
3 acres of formal gardens.
I like formal gardens. That would be pretty badass. Guess I could just, like...
It'd be so much work.
Well, you have... If you can afford the house, you have housekeepers. You ever see a ghost movie? They always have maids and shit, and they have the creepy old garden man who's worked at that house his entire life.
You're not getting rid of me.
I'll die here and then haunt it with the rest of the ghosts.
And I would have gotten away for it, too, if it weren't for you kids and your dog.
Is there any other interesting 1989 facts?
I was also 4 in 1989. I was getting ready to going to kindergarten, mm-hmm. and my favorite movie was probably a toss-up between The Little Mermaid from 1989
okay.
and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids from 1989.
That's a good one.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is a great movie.
Oh, you can't forget Batman.
Didn't Stuart Gordon write that? I think Stuart Gordon wrote that. Oh, what, the animated one or the
No,
Tim
no,
Burton?
It's with Tim Burton, yeah. Michael Keaton.
Wow, that was when that came out?
I'm Batman.
I don't think I was watching that at 4, though.
Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, Back to the Future Part 2.
Jeez.
Ghostbusters 2.
Jeez. Okay, 1989. Lots of good stuff happened. But then also...
The true crime fan in me has to just mention that 1989 was also
Manson.
The year that Ted Bundy was...
Oh, Ted Bundy.
...fried in the electric chair.
'Tis a shame. Not really.
No.
Yeah, I think he had it coming. I'm not going to lie.
Stopped before he could reach his full potential.
What was his full potential? Is he the guy who ate people?
No, that was...
Ed Gein? Ed Gein made lampshades. Did Ted Bundy drill holes in people's heads and try to make them into zombies or whatever? Okay, I'm not sure.
He picked up girls with his charms and good looks and then
I can relate.
Strangled them.
Okay, I can't anymore. Can't anymore. All right, I think that's a natural point of ending this terrible history hole. And you guys thought they were bad when Aaron was doing them, and this is what happens when he's not here. So just
Bill
this is what you guys get.
There's so many good movies in 1989.
Okay, all right, we're going. We're moving on.
Wait, are you sure we don't want to talk about the cast and crew of these
all
good
right.
movies from 19?
I do want to talk. I do want to say this. The Randolph Colin, the director and writer, producer of this movie, he only went on to produce one other movie, but this is his only directorial credit. And the star, Stuart Kwan, who plays the younger brother with the martial arts skills, was actually in a lot of movies. Now, not main parts, but he was in Escape from L.A. He was in Big Trouble in Little China, and he was part of the movie We Were Soldiers.
Can you read some of his character names?
From what? From Big Trouble in Little China, he played Chang Sing number 4. And in Escape from L.A., he played Hershey gang member.
Hershey?
Hershey.
H-E-R-S-E-H-E.
Oh.
Hershey. Hirsch. Okay.
I think the director's name is Colon. I'm just going to come out and say it.
Colon?
I think it's Randy Colon.
It's not Cologne.
Colin? Colon? All right. Let's move on and talk about a little Randy Colon movie called Night Shadow. Patreons! Join us on Patreon! Come on, Patreon, Patreons! Join us on Patreon! Patreon, Hey, this is Chris. Make sure you go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up to support the show. For $5 a month, you get access to the weekly pre-show, the new podcast, Crite Night, which is a Critters podcast, as well as other bonus podcasts and videos. So go check it out now, patreon.com/badmovienightshow. All right, Todd, what'd you think of Night Shadow?
This was a slow burn. This was, it felt like a difficult ride to
I think they forgot to light the wicks, honestly, on that one.
Yeah.
It felt like a difficult ride to a reveal that we all knew was coming. The reason I think it will be interesting to talk about is I don't really like these kind of movies. This, like, the genre on IMDb says straight horror. I don't really like these kind of movies, but I didn't think that you would hate it. I thought you would think it was just okay. And it sounds like from some of your comments earlier, you're not really that pumped on it at all. I was not disappointed by the reveal. We can get into that more, but yeah. I was more disappointed by the lack of story and the slow burn up until that reveal.
Rebecca.
I was not a fan of this movie. I thought it was like weird pieces of different movies kind of thrown together that I didn't understand how they decided to put it together. And then I don't know if I missed something at the end, but was there supposed to be dialogue? Like that last scene? It was just music, but their mouths were moving, so it didn't like
I literally thought my brain had died by that point. I'm not sure.
This movie was so not memorable, so forgettable that Chris doesn't even remember the scene you're talking about.
I mean,
yeah, so I felt like I was missing the end.
Okay.
And then it just was done. Right. And yeah.
What we can talk about the end then, because
I
do feel like I'm missing something as well. Spiv, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a werewolf movie that didn't have any werewolves in it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just kind of boring the whole way through. I watched this 2 days ago, and I spent all day today trying to remember what I had watched because I didn't know how I was going to talk about it if I couldn't even remember the title. But luckily, I remembered about an hour ago, and I said, "Oh yeah, it's that werewolf movie."
Can I ask you then? Yeah. When you thought about this and the idea of this movie popped into your head again?
Yeah.
Back. What was the first memory you had?
The creature.
Okay, but the creature's one of the better parts.
It was decent. Yeah,
it was decent.
The rest of the movie was totally forgettable.
I noticed the credit in the opening, though, of the movie that talked about such and such based on a costume design of this guy.
Okay.
It led me to believe, even before the movie started, that they had a costume first. And then they're like, okay, let's just try and write an entire movie around the costume.
We found this laying in the back of the closet. What can we do with it?
Yeah, I forget how they worded it, though. They worded it like that was this guy's big achievement. Like, costume and makeup and creature concept by this dude. And I was like, oh, great, this is going to be an entire movie based around that.
Yeah, well, but the thing of it is that's weird is they had the full-bodied werewolf suit. Why didn't they just fucking go for it and use it a whole lot then?
Yeah.
It's not like it was surprising or anything. We knew it was coming. I don't know.
Yeah, that was my point.
Wait, every time we saw the guy, there was lightning bolts and...
We'll get to that.
Stairs.
What?
This movie... this is my basic... This movie's very boring and very confusing. The storylines they set in place feel like they're setups for things that absolutely go nowhere. Point one, our lady this news lady has come back to her old town, even though she just got a successful job and all kinds of stuff. She's having this internal conflict. Some reason she's coming back to town. What's the reason? I don't fucking know. Does that ever come back up again in the movie?
She just has to make a decision.
She's making a decision.
Is she?
Oh, I didn't even think it was a decision. I thought it was a vacation.
I think she was offered a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a contract, a 3-year contract.
Yeah, and then she wanted to take a week to think about it.
Okay.
Oh.
It was a weird setup.
But yeah, it's a weird setup.
And then you have this cop, the sexy cop, the sexy chief cop man, Captain Cop, who she is pining for.
You call him the
in
sheriff.
This movie. Yes. She would give him a BJ's membership if you know. I'm sorry.
I think she already has.
But there is this conflict between him and the deputy, and there's like this power struggle for some reason in this small town between this. And that goes absolutely nowhere as well.
The deputy lost the election.
Okay, but who fucking cares?
Another one coming up.
Nobody cares.
And then you have the lady's younger brother who apparently works at a motel, and as he goes on in the movie, his shirts keep shrinking smaller and smaller.
At one point, I'm pretty sure he just had a girl's training bra on.
He had a 13-year-old girl's training bra on at one point, yeah.
He's really good at kickboxing.
But 50 minutes into the movie, it turns into a martial arts fight thing, and that's it. That's it for one scene.
Her brother did choreograph the fight, so...
Yeah, that fight was bad.
I liked it. It was good.
But the fight...
The biker fight? Anyways.
Yeah, the noises were off.
Listen to this guy. He makes films, and now all of a sudden, his fights have to be perfect.
I know how to line up a sound to a...
Legitimately, I don't know how, but this whole movie had the sound off, didn't it? And as the whole movie was like, what do they call that when they put all the sounds in later? The whole movie was like
80 yard. Yeah, the stepping. Oh my God, there's so much stepping in this
movie.
There's
so many steps. I heard somebody was going ape shit with those steps and the shoes in the closet over there and the paper rustling. Oh, anytime there was a potential for paper to rustle, they were rustling it hard.
I got this, Steve. I got this.
You think Randy Colin just sat there like just for days just matching up every footstep? And then he just cranked the volume because it's basically all you could hear.
I didn't look for a credit, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were a chief paper rustler.
You know what else there was in this movie? Quite a bit of it was some low talking whisper action. Everybody's like whispering. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm like, what the fuck are you saying, dude? I can't hear you.
It's not important.
Cato Kalin's in this movie. He's in the fridge eating pie, whispering to his friend.
He went face down in the pie.
He went face down in that pie.
And his girlfriend's pie.
It was his girlfriend's pie. It was their mom. His girlfriend's
and that's
mom's
not
pie.
A
euphemism.
Euphemism.
<That's>... No.
Cato Kalin's friends knock the door down off the hinges at his girlfriend's house.
His girlfriend's parents' house.
Yeah.
And then instead of fixing it, they go into the fridge and eat pie and play with all kinds of weird medicine that's in the fridge.
Dude, that was Preparation H. They pull out a tube of preparation. That thing goes up your butthole.
Laxative and Preparation H and I think a pregnancy test.
Why is it in the fridge?
I don't know.
Yeah, so Cato Kalin? He's only interesting because of O.J. Simpson, right? Like, he was a pretty not popular actor, but then because he witnessed Nicole Brown being brutally murdered, allegedly, by O.J. Simpson, he definitely did it.
He witnessed. I was wondering why you guys were making a big deal about that.
Well, he was living on the property.
Well, he was
when it happened
in the guest house when the whole thing went down.
He still had the mullet during the trial too.
Yeah.
Was he like friends with them or something?
I think he was friends with Nicole
I think he
Brown.
Just knew him from acting.
Yeah.
He was a big movie star. Don't you remember, Todd?
He was in fucking Night Shadow, Todd. So. That's the other storyline is you have Cato Kalin and his friends for some reason in this movie. They're like supposed to be teenagers and they are just wandering around town showing up in random scenes.
But they're not teenagers because at one
they're
time
old
they
to drink.
Yeah, they were old enough to go to the bar now, guys, and pick up chicks. But they still go to the mill.
But they still go to the mill, yeah.
Yeah. hiding
and
their
sit
six pack
with
of
candles
light.
And mood lighting,
which I think makes some of their pranks like way less fun. They just seem sad. Yeah, they're not like 12-year-olds playing Preparation H pranks on somebody. They're like 21-year-olds who go to the bar and drink if you want to, but I think it's about time to be done breaking people's doors down and like peeping in people's windows with Freddy Krueger gloves.
And didn't they have a shotgun too?
It came out. Yeah. We need to set this up. The movie cuts to Cato Caelid. He's in this nice house with this young woman. They start wrestling around, making out, all kinds of stuff, and things are getting hot and heavy, and then
they're,
bam!
They're headed to BJ's, you might say. Or in
Costco,
the car.
Or Costco. And then Cato Caelid's friends bust down the door, literally kick it off its hinges, and come in dressed as Freddy Krueger-ish and a guy with a shotgun and scare him. And then Cato's like, all right, I'm going to go hang out with my friends in your mom's kitchen and eat her pie. And it just cuts to them like sitting at this open refrigerator door and his face is all covered in pie, but they're not like eating it. They're just holding it. It's just fucking weird. And they're whispering to each other while holding Preparation H and X-Lax and all kinds of shit. Yeah,
why is that stuff in the fridge?
Why is this scene in the movie?
I don't have a question to either or an answer to either of those questions.
I think I know why. Because his young friend is this news reporter's brother. That's the martial arts guy, yes?
Oh, that's true. Yes. He's one of the friends. Yeah.
And then he goes and meets his sister at the restaurant, and he can't eat because he had pie earlier. And I think that's the whole reason for the pie scene.
I think they're just... the pie scene was stupid, and all of that was stupid, but I think they're just trying to paint a picture that he's like in with that sort of crowd.
Yeah, the bad boys.
I think there's a much better way to paint that picture, but... Alas, here we are.
Did anyone else think that the brother and the sister were oddly like touchy feely?
Dude, yeah, especially when like she put his bra on for him. That was fucking weird, wasn't it? And he like slaps her in the ass or something. It was just, I was like, I don't know if I'm into this, but something's happening and this is weird.
Apparently, you can't do kickboxy punch a kicks while your shirt comes to your waist.
We've witnessed that before in a couple of movies, though.
It has to start at your below your pecs.
I think. Yeah.
I just think it'd be really cold.
I think I think it'd be uncomfortable. I'd be like, because they're always pulling it down too. I'm like, why are you pulling it down? I thought the whole point is that it's up. You know what I mean? He's like pulling it like this, like inch of clothing down. Maybe it'll be like 3 inches above his belly button, like. What's the difference between that and 3 and 4 inches? You know what I mean?
I think it's got to be punch kick related now that we're talking about it, because Billy Blanks in that final scene of Back in Action, he had same kind of shirt on. It was longer than that, granted.
You think it was the flexibility?
I think just to do
the kicks. It's not constricting like a t-shirt.
He can't have his shirt touch his waistband to do them kicks.
I still want a movie where you just like Billy Blanks like, powers up like he loads his kick in or whatever and his shirt just explodes off of him. That would be sick. So the movie goes absolutely nowhere. You got the news reporter. She goes to the restaurant and the cop, chief sexy cop, shows up and he goes, how you doing, Alex? 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 How you doing, Alex? Alex, how you doing, Alex? Alex? And she's just like staring off because she's looking at the werewolf guy who's at the bar. And when she looks into this guy, lightning appears behind her eyes for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and it makes absolutely no sense.
This was the first instance of lightning eyes that we got.
Was this,
but not the last.
Was this like meaning that she was under some sort of spell? Like,
there's
like
obviously
hypnotized
some sort
or something?
Of thing there.
So that's as good a theory as any. I thought that it was a flashback type thing.
I thought it was a flashback too.
Like she knew him from LA and she couldn't remember where, but wherever she'd seen him in LA, there was a storm at the time.
Yeah, but at some point there is a dream or some sort of flashback sequence. And that was what we watched last week to prepare for this movie, is just that one sequence.
Yeah.
That was a dream. That was a dream, though.
Was that her and her brother's eating a hand or a foot?
Yes, it was.
And that was the scene that we saw that made me think this movie was completely different from...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like how we watched the one and only scene from it that's like medieval.
Yeah, but I don't know what it means. I don't know why it's in the movie. It's so confusing.
I have no idea.
It's art.
Again, they found some costumes and were like, how can we work this in?
On this hand.
So you're telling me that dream doesn't have anything to do with the werewolf guy, though? I thought it was like maybe there's an old curse or something, and this was like her great granny, or you know what I mean? Like, not great granny, but some sort of.
I'm telling you that I don't know how it's related. Yeah. But if it's not related, that really doesn't belong in the movie. Because that's the other thing I was thinking every time it switched. This movie's an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's an hour and 6 minutes and they're really stretching for that. Well, we got to keep the medieval scene in, Steve, or it's not going to be a long enough movie. They have a long enough movie.
They do, because 40 minutes in, I wrote down, they're still not a werewolf.
Yeah.
So they're doing stuff. But like we said, it's mostly like those forgotten about story beats. The cops and their tension and her whatever issue she's having with her job. Like, these things take time in the movie, but they add nothing to the overall story arc or main plot, which is this drifter werewolf guy's in town killing people.
It's called world building, Chris.
It's a lot of world building, Spiv. I think I understood the world quite a bit. And it was a shitty world.
Yeah, it's
didn't understand the movie, but got the world down.
I didn't think about it till you said it, but there isn't you see the werewolf, the man who is the werewolf, you just don't see him as a werewolf. All you see is the killings.
Yeah.
There's probably by 40 minutes in, there was at least two killings by then, but it's a little cheap that you never really get to see them.
So, do you think this movie was supposed to be a comedy, though?
There were parts that were, like, hokey.
Yeah.
And it would be in the middle of more serious parts. Like, the one that comes to mind is when they're chasing after the brother. Like, he's gotten away from the police, and they're chasing after him. He's on his way to the mill, and it's like his friend at the mill is getting attacked, and they're having the police chase, but then there's like two drunk homeless guys sitting, and the police car goes by and they both like watch it and then drink out of their bottles, and it's like goofy music playing at that point, and then it goes back to serious again.
I figured one of the homeless guys was the director or something.
It was like a cameo. But you had like the cop come in and start talking about giving a dog choking story about giving the dog a Heimlich maneuver and shit. I was like, what is this? I think this is supposed to be funny. You have that guy show up later in the movie when they're trying to search this motel room to find the werewolves.
Oh, the lobster guy.
Yeah, and there's some lobster guy. And it goes on for like 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, the lobster guy scene was...
That guy's name is Aldo Ray.
Yeah, he's famous. Isn't he?
And he is the inspiration for the name of Brad Pitt's character in Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Because Quentin Tarantino was a big fan of him.
Okay.
Because I couldn't figure out where I knew the name from.
Lobsters.
No, he doesn't.
The werewolf man, there's a lot of sequences of him just staring into the camera angrily. And I think that's supposed to be like a metaphor for the audience of the movie. That's my fan theory, hashtag fan theory.
If the screen would go dark, that would just be the face that we'd be staring at the
screen pretty much.
With.
I just imagined like the casting. And they're like, okay, now we need you to stare at the camera and look like you're upset. And that's how they cast.
Perfect. Did he have any dialogue?
I don't think so.
I don't think he said a thing.
Yeah, he did have a good look. He looked all right. He looked intimidating and creepy.
He looked like Charles Manson.
I think I saw in the credits that he was also the creature effects guy.
Oh, okay. So maybe he's
that's why he didn't have any dialogue.
Maybe he's like, fine, you can use my werewolf in the movie, but I have to be the
I'm the werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there would be more when they break the teenager guys break into the hotel room mm-hmm. and find the book. Like, it's his journal, I guess. I thought that would get expanded on, and then it never did.
No, yeah, I thought that was going to parlay some information in how everything is related with this girl that he's seemingly stalking, right?
Yeah.
He's apparently stalking this reporter lady.
He steals her press pass out of the car.
Yeah.
But it's weird because he's apparently stalking her, but he's ahead of her. Because she passes him.
Yeah, they're both leaving from L.A.
Well, that's the first time they stare at each other and lightning bolts happen.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or is she stalking him?
Oh, and he's shit, pissed Rebecca.
About it.
She's the werewolf.
But I don't think...
It's a 2-for-1 sale at BJ's.
2-for-1. You know, the movie doesn't do the traditional werewolf rules and stuff like that, like the mythology of a werewolf. Because from my understanding, as a werewolf, you only change on a full moon.
Mm. Yeah, this guy seemed to change when he was angry.
Oh, is the game about werewolves?
That is the quiz.
Oh, we're going to be awesome at that.
Okay, well, but point being is, the movie doesn't stick by the mythology of a werewolf. And so they can just kill it by hitting it with a car.
Well, to be fair, the car also exploded.
Well, technically. It was a 90s, 80s car. That's what happens to them.
That's true.
They all blew up.
And they don't have catalytic converters.
No catalytic converters. You know, Cato may have seen a lot of murders, but he didn't see his own coming, did he? He did not see his own coming. That was a good joke, guys.
I don't even remember how he died.
The fucking werewolf turns into a werewolf and for some reason stabs him with a pipe.
Oh, right.
Why would a werewolf do that?
He stole the pipe from him.
What was that?
Let
that
off
doesn't make
some
any sense.
Steam, Cato.
That's the only thing I have to say about this movie. I wrote down a few other things. Lots of old lady hugging. I wrote that down because at one point the sexy cop hugs his old lady for like 3 minutes and it was awkward.
That's how you get votes.
That's how you get them votes. Yeah, to be the sheriff or whatever. The martial arts scene was interesting and kind of fun, but it was the only sequence in the movie like that and it was felt out of place.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that scene. Our Asian dude hears some commotion in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone's like getting attacked, and he opens it up, and it's just the people in there, the bikers and their lady,
mm-hmm.
just like, you know, messing around, and then mm-hmm. he starts this big fight.
Is that the only reason he went in there?
I thought so.
Well, he works there, so he was going to kick them out because they were destroying the hotel room.
Were they destroying it? Though?
That's what I didn't understand. I didn't understand.
They broke the TV.
They broke the TV after he
tipped over their motorcycle.
Oh.
And dumped beer on it.
Yeah, like I didn't think they were trashing the room. I think this is what Spiv was just getting at. I don't know why he was angry at
first.
I
thought it sounded like the lady was maybe being assaulted.
Yeah. Well, he went in there,
but then
he opened the door.
But then she leaves with the bikers, so that must not have been the case.
Well, when he went in there, to me it looked like they were kind of damaging the room. So he said, "You guys are gonna have to leave." And they didn't like that, so they threw a bottle at him. And it breaks, and it cuts his face, so he's bleeding. So at that point, he's like, it's on. And then he goes outside and knocks over their motorcycles and damages their motorcycles and then kills everybody.
Yeah, which was it was a nice fight scene, I thought. But it made no sense.
Let's talk about the werewolf itself.
It looked like an overgrown collie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, though. When you saw its night shadows, it kind of looked pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. For the budget level, it was definitely good.
I didn't think it looked like the werewolves I've seen before. I think it just looked like a wolf.
You think it was more like traditional wolf-looking?
Yeah.
It was still big. It did walk on all fours. That was kind of cool.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Was that cool? That kind of destroyed it for me a little. Because that's just a big wolf at that point.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I guess I'm trying to... I haven't seen a ton of werewolves before, and probably I've seen more werewolves in animated form than non-animated form, but the ones I've seen walk on two legs, and they just have like a wide
girth.
Birth. Like a wide wingspan, and they're like ripped, and then they like slash at people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have big claws.
Yeah,
and shit.
They don't really. They don't. They're not really like exactly just a large wolf. Because large wolves would have to walk on all fours. They wouldn't necessarily have like huge claws. I imagine a large wolf would bite people. I imagine werewolves are like slashing people too.
Yeah, I agree. So do we know what his motivation was?
I assume it's something with the news reporter lady, okay, but they never explained
it. We don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was still sort of guessing that he tracked her from LA for some reason.
What a stupid-ass movie. They literally... It just... I don't... How can there be just not a single thread through the movie that connects something?
It is so forgettable that I don't remember the end.
They hit him with a car.
Well, they shoot him a bunch of times and he doesn't die. They hit him with the car, pin him against a wall, and then they shoot the car. The car explodes and we assume he dies.
The movie just ends.
And then the cop gets with the news reporter lady. The end.
God.
Man,
this is one of the worst we watched this year.
It was a big pile of dumb.
This Vampire Cop looks like Citizen Kane to this bullshit.
At least Vampire Cop made sense.
Yeah. At least Vampire Cop had an awesome ending, too. With the melting.
Oh, that was pretty sweet. There's a cop, a vampire, some backlighting.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And now should be the time that I rewatch Vampire Cop if you want me to appreciate it.
Then it'll be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, watch it right now. All right. Let's move on. Does anyone have any alternate titles?
It's a shame, but this like it's so Night Shitter was my only one because it's it's just so forgettable. I don't know.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
All right.
We don't have Aaron's 47 here.
Yeah.
We?
Titty Hunter, Night Titties.
Night Titties. I got Stare Wolves. Like werewolves, but staring. Stare Wolves.
I see what you did there.
The Gut, the Fat, and the Ugly. I was playing with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because I thought the people were really ugly in this movie. Like every one of them. The cop was supposed to be sexy, but he was so ugly. I don't know.
He was like 15 years older than the lady.
Yeah, it was just so weird. Yeah. He looked like an old man, and she was like young. And I was like, well, all right, whatever. I Kissed a Cop, and I liked it. American Werewolf in Boredom. And Honey, I Shrunk Your Shirt. And that's it. I have other ones, but they're stupid. Face Storms. That doesn't even make any sense. It's stupid. This fucking movie's so stupid.
Face Storms.
You literally could cut like 5 minutes of the movie of just Face Storm action. It doesn't even make any goddamn sense. Why is her face storming? I don't understand. What does that mean?
I think she was under a spell, because when she goes in the mill at the end, she's like in a trance.
Staring, yeah, and he has to...
And the cop's like, Alex!
Yeah, he has to keep breaking her out of that trance.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that dream was like being remotely put under a spell or something, but if that's the case, it wasn't clear at all.
Well, then why was her brother in it? Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Maybe it was a fantasy spiv.
That is the popular thing these days.
All right. Does anyone have any hypothetical questions? Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
That is a great hypothetical question.
Vampire for sure.
Because this is like Underworld. Like those movies.
It depends what rules you're going off of. But I think...
Classical rules.
I think generally I would choose vampire.
Well, yeah, they have all those sweet vampire sex parties all the time, Todd.
Exactly.
Werewolves don't have that.
Oh, you don't know.
And werewolves werewolves seem to go out of control when they transform, but yeah. Vampires are just That's suave.
Like all of your clothes would be destroyed because they just rip off.
Every time. I'm like, oh, crap. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Now, is it just the full moon that you transform? Or if
From
it's
my
like,
understanding, yeah.
If it's like 99% full, does that count?
So this is not.
Or is this part of the
one
game?
One of the questions in the quiz, okay. But I read it in coming up with the quiz. when you first become a werewolf, it's the moon. But as you are a werewolf for longer, you are in control of when you change.
That's pretty cool.
So it doesn't have to be a full moon then. It can be whenever you choose to change. Yeah.
Okay.
Freaking Don from accounting takes the last piece of cake in the lunchroom.
That puts a different spin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, going out in the daytime, I would like that.
Well, and the article I was reading said, like, that's the only thing that the Twilight series got right, because Jacob and the other werewolves could choose to become werewolves at any time. They didn't. Mm. It wasn't just on a full moon that they changed. They changed in the daytime. They changed.
They do the stupid werewolf thing where they just become big wolves.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Do werewolves age though? Like, vampires live forever.
That is a question.
Do you really want to live forever though?
Well, technically, you could end it though. Just kill yourself, walk out in the sun, or whatever.
That's true. That would hurt.
I think you should make
death generally hurts.
I think you should make a dark comedy or maybe a drama about a small group of vampire teenagers who just sit in their basement and play video games all day.
Okay. What's it called?
I don't know. It sounds like Us from high school.
In the Batcave.
It's
I thought you were saying like a movie that explores living forever.
It's called 6693.
6693. Nobody's going to get that. That's funny. I think I'd still be a vampire. They're cool. Werewolves are like animals.
Yeah, vampires are more like angsty and...
Yeah, but which one are you like now? Separate hypothetical question.
Oh.
Maybe you want to be a vampire, but what you most like now? I am easily more like a werewolf now.
You can go off in a rage.
I'm already hairy as shit. I already got extreme rage problems.
Well, that's not a fair question. I got to strive for something. Not what I am.
I think I'm more like a vampire.
We're still not convinced you aren't one, so...
Yeah. You look like one.
I suck the life out of people.
Yeah, you have... If you put on, like, a costume, a vampire costume, you would totally look like Brad Pitt from Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
Well, that's a compliment, I think.
It's better than looking like Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. Who else was in that? Tom Cruise was in that.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and Christian Slater, that's right. That's a pretty good movie, if I recall.
It is a good movie.
Antonio Banderas, isn't that? Yeah. Yeah. I like that movie.
Never,
I should
never
watch
seen
that
it.
I've seen bits of it. I've never seen the whole thing.
It's cool. All right. Any other hypotheticals? Should we move on?
If you were offered a promotion at your job, would you take a week to think about it?
If it was like, hey, Chris, I want you to run the toilet company, but it's in Chicago. You got to move there?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I got to think about that.
Yeah.
Because it's more than just my life's being changed at that point.
Yeah.
But for her, she was a young, single woman.
And it was what she wanted.
And it was what she was working towards. And she's like, I don't know. I got to
think. It's all too fast.
I only get 6 weeks if I become pregnant. Well, then maybe just don't fucking become pregnant. You're not even, like, what?
Whoa.
I'm not saying, Chris, she can't. I'm just saying, like, why is she all of a sudden worried about becoming pregnant right now? She's not even with the cop.
Her brother.
Oh,
you saw his shirts.
Six weeks
is pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Standard, yeah.
Yeah. For America. Let's clarification. Yeah. For America.
Well, for 1980s America, that's really good.
89, yeah. I mean, this isn't like Sweden or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's move on. I think I made a bad comment about being pregnant. I'm sorry. All right, Rebecca, can we have a game?
We do.
Game time, baby.
Your theories are the worst kind of pop. Right, your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly fuzzy.
Shall we play?
So this is a game about werewolf lore. Let's go. Let's see what we did last week. All right, so we'll go Scott, Todd, Chris.
All being first is hard.
All right, number one. Which of these things will not result in you being turned into a werewolf? Is it A, having sex with a werewolf? B, being the sixth son of a sixth son? Or C, being murdered under a full moon?
Oh boy. Probably sex with a werewolf. I've never heard that associated with werewolves.
I feel like there's fluids though. Like
I feel like
infections.
I feel like two sixes isn't enough, so I'm gonna say sixth son of a sixth son is not the thing.
Well, isn't it the seventh son of a seventh son? To quote Bruce Dickinson.
Sure.
I'm gonna go with sex, I guess.
It is sixth son of the sixth son, because yes, it's supposed to be seventh son of the seventh son. But if you have sex with a werewolf, or if you are murdered under a full moon, you can be turned into a werewolf. I think some of the others were like it's genetic. So if one of your parents is a werewolf, you'll become one.
Mm-hmm.
If you drink water out of the paw print of a werewolf, you become one.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
To become a werewolf?
Yeah. Now,
when you have sex with the werewolf, does he have to be in wolf form?
No.
Because that would be weird.
He has to become a wolf partway through.
I mean, he's definitely hungry like the wolf.
Oh, I see. Like by the end, he's a wolf, if you know what I mean.
Number two, werewolves are immortal, true or false?
I think false.
I think false as well. They're just really hard to kill.
You have to have silver.
Silver bullets.
Yeah, false.
It is false. They age slowly and have self-healing. So it extends their life, but they can be killed.
Sort of like a Wolverine thing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Have you had an adamantium werewolf?
Oh, shit. Cool.
Indestructible.
That'd be like Metal Beast. That's what Project Metal Beast was supposed to be. That movie was terrible, too.
Not as bad as this one.
No, not nearly as bad as this one.
It was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Number three, what element is thought to be able to kill werewolves? Is it A, silver, B, mercury, or C, titanium?
I hope it's silver. We've been lied to this whole time.
I'm going to go with titanium. No, I'm just kidding. Silver.
You're all wrong.
Oh,
fucking Jesus. Was it titanium?
It is mercury.
Mercury.
Also known as quicksilver.
Oh.
So that's where the silver part of it comes from. But it's liquid mercury.
This is such bullshit.
Well, I guess werewolves can't eat fish then, right?
Tuna. Tuna mainly. Tuna. Yeah, yeah. Just so, feed them some tuna.
Yeah, you're supposed to throw a bunch of thermometers at them.
Take this. Just crack them and
hurl them. Number four. Werewolf trials lasted into what century?
Oh my gosh.
A, the 17th. B, the 18th, or C, the 19th century.
Oh, boy. I was going to say the 20th stupid, before you did the choices, so 19th.
I really hope it's the 17th, so I'm going to say the 17th.
I'll say 18th then.
It is the 18th century. So they started around the same time as witch trials, like medieval times. They ramped up in the 1600s, like witch trials, but they kept going on. Like witch trials, there was no proof needed. Like if your neighbor was like, oh, he's acting funny at night, I think he's a werewolf, they'd be like, boom, kill him. Take him out.
Why wouldn't they just chain him up until a full moon and be like, he didn't change.
No time.
Because they're that stupid, they couldn't even think of that.
Once you're a werewolf for a while, you can change whatever you want.
Oh, you're right.
You can fight it, not change.
That's true.
So Mozart was a werewolf.
They used to do that reverse proof thing, like the direction that doesn't work. Like with witches, throw her in the water, and if she floats, she's a witch. And if she drowns, she's dead. But at least she wasn't a witch.
Yeah. It's a win-win scenario for somebody.
Oops, my bad.
Not the witch.
Number 5. The Vilkasis werewolf of Latvia and Lithuania was said to bring people what? Is it A, bad luck, B, treasure, or C, animal offerings?
Ooh.
Can I just say that if some place is going to have werewolves, I would have guessed Latvia first.
And Lithuania. I'm going to say treasure, because that puts the spin on the bad werewolf.
Yeah, I was thinking similarly. I'm going to say animal offerings, though.
Bad luck.
It is treasure. So these are the only werewolves in lore that were not thought of as bad. They were good. They would bring you good things. So almost like a super hairy Santa.
Harry Santa.
Santa. Yeah.
It's Santa's less fit brother.
Which of these creatures Santa. Is not part of a legend globally? Is it were tigers, were pumas, or were lions?
I do wear pumas. Santa Claus. That makes sense now.
Oh.
I think the whole wear thing is a European thing, so I'll say wear puma, because I think those are South America.
I will say wear lion.
Yeah, I was going to wear lion.
It is wear lion. Wear tigers are in Asia. Wear pumas are in South Africa. South America. Africa has were hyenas, not were lions. Yeah. Last one. In 1999, how many people in America took out insurance against themselves turning into werewolves?
Well, let's see.
It did ask me that on progressive.com when I was signing up for auto insurance.
Are you afraid you might become a werewolf?
Save 10%.
Maybe send them pictures of my back for some reason.
If you have more than 20 hairs per square inch.
A bunch of ripped shirts.
Americans are pretty stupid, so let's say a tenth of a percent, so that would be 300,000.
I think it's going to be similar in nature to that really close, like, cult religious question we asked the other week. I think it's going to be like 9,000.
One.
Chris gets it. 907 people purchased themselves some werewolf insurance.
Where are these people?
Those are good salesmen. That's what it is.
Catch up in white gloves.
Maybe it was like a joke, though. They're like, yeah, I got my insurance card here.
How maybe they just have a lot of money, and they're like, what can I spend this on? Werewolf insurance. Gotta have some.
What's the benefit? Like, if you turn into a werewolf, does your spouse get money?
No, I think if you turn into a werewolf and destroy your house, they'll cover it.
Chris, you are our winner this week.
Yes. I am a werewolf.
There you go.
I am hungry like the wolf, Rebecca. That's the only song I know. Has a reference to a wolf. All right, cool. Thank you.
You'll have to Photoshop in some lightning behind your face.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Do you have a recommendation? A question? You want to talk about bad movies? Then join us over at our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night on Reddit and join our community. Now, back to the show.
All right, Todd, would you recommend Night Shadow?
No, like I said in the beginning, I didn't think you were going to hate it as much as I did, but I really wasn't a fan. It was not my genre to begin with, and apparently it was a bad version of that genre as well. Mm-hmm. It was just slow and meandering till the very end reveal. The reveal was cool. The creature was cool, but I mean, if you really want to see that, there's better movies, or you can fast forward to the end of this one. I don't think it's worth watching the whole thing just for that reveal.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm not going to recommend this. There was nothing redeeming about any of it. So, no. Don't watch it.
Scott?
Yeah. Just look up some pictures of the wolf costume. That's about all this movie's worth.
There's really only like one scene with the wolf, too.
Yeah, yeah. The rest is just like claws coming in from the side.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie sucked. We even said Project Metal Beast, which was very disappointing, is like 10 times better than this. That mutator one with the cat that sperms everywhere, that movie was 100 times better than this. And that movie sucked. So there you go. Put that in your pot and smoke it or something. Let's move on. That's a good, that's a classic saying.
Put that in your pot and smoke it.
Yeah. So we got some feedback and emails this week. Let's see here.
Read your letters.
That's a good theme song there, Smith. Thank you. I'm going to need you to record that so we can isolate that.
Feedback.
A bumper for that. Mike D, Patreon member, says, I always forgot that this is a Lovecraft movie and the Wheaton in it love this. I'm sorry. And the Wheaton in it love this movie. The second one is my favorite movie, and its story has no relation to the first. He's obviously talking about last week's episode where we talked about the 1987 movie, The Curse. I have to sneeze. That was a good curse. Or a good sneeze, not a curse. Derek Fleek once again says, please do the Sand 2015, which he told us last week to do the Sand 2015. So, Derek, good news. Next week, we are not doing the Sand.
Aww.
But you keep on asking, okay, bud? Jamie Birch says, it took seed, now it must feed, which is the tagline to The Curse. It's such a stupid tagline. He also went on to say that he thinks more people would watch and listen if this was a video podcast. Just saying. Well, technically it is. We do post the video to Patreon, although it's raw and uncut like the podcast is. So the podcast itself, we all take each other's individual recordings and I mix it all together, and then I edit the podcast down to cut out some filler, some bad thing Spiv says here and there, stuff like that.
That's why I'm on the show.
So that it's more streamlined and sounds better, and they insert all the bumpers and stuff, and we don't do that for the video version. It's just raw and uncut with no bumpers. So if you are interested in that, then go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and you can get on there for $2 a month and you can access it.
$2. Can't even buy a McDonald's for that.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
You can't even buy it. Did you say a McDonald's? You can't even buy a McDonald's for that.
Paul Lilienthal says, this is talking about The Curse. He wrote a really long paragraph with some of his theories about the movie, but I believe that a lot of your questions, including the title, are summed up with the interpretation that the stepfather's abusive, neglectful, short-sighted ways were the true curse, and that the meteor slash water only amplified the effects of his evil, his curse, if they actually were responsible for any of what had happened at all. The movie asks the question, was Nathan's evil always responsible for a catastrophe or curse or blight of some sort? So, that's kind of... I think I mentioned, like, I thought this movie was maybe a metaphor for something, but I couldn't quite pin down what. All right, I think perhaps he's on the right path there.
Yeah, I could see that. I definitely didn't put that together when I was watching it.
Yeah, I always wonder if the filmmakers intended that kind of stuff or if it just came about because of the movie.
I mean, I would think the screenwriter, the person who writes the script, certainly is trying to intend something with that. I would hope, right?
I don't know. Maybe they just put together something where they'd be like, oh, and then their face melts. That's so cool.
But the movie didn't feel like that to me.
No,
it didn't feel random like that. It felt like it was building. I don't know. But yeah, I think a good movie, that stuff is part of it. There's underlining themes and messages. All right, last one. Heath Chemerski? I hardly knew ye. He is a new Patreon member. He says, hey, guys, I only discovered your podcast a couple months ago, but slowly getting through the back catalog, and I'm absolutely, jam it. I can't even fucking say this. I'm absolutely hooked. I don't read. Would love to suggest a movie for a future show. 1989's Arena. It's a solid sci-fi flick that's pretty much Rocky in space, but surprisingly decent as far as no-budget Charles Band production goes. So guess what, Heath? Next week, you got your wish has finally come true. You've been waiting for this since, like, today, I think you asked, and now you know your answer. Yes, we are watching Arena from 1989.
I think we've seen all the Charles Band movies now.
No, there's a lot of Charles Band movies. So let's go check out. Oh, well, I guess I should say before we check out that trailer, if you have a question or an idea or a request or whatever, then just find us on the social medias on Twitter, Facebook, search for Bad Movie Night, join the subreddit Bad Movie Night, go to our website bad-movie-night.com and send us an email and we will include it on the show. All right. Now, let's take a moment and check out the trailer for Arena from 1989.
A fight to the death.
Now we kill him.
It's gonna kill him. Stop it.
Arena.
It had the cool Contra music. Bam. You know what I mean? With the keyboard?
Yeah.
Like, orchestra stabs, I think is what they're called. What'd you guys think?
The costumes and effects in that look awesome.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, lots of cool creatures here. I hope it doesn't just turn into an arena movie.
I think it will be.
No pun intended. Yeah.
You really worried about that? You think
the title kind of gives it away? You think the movie Arena?
I mean, I don't quite see where you're getting that, but I don't know.
I mean, that's why I turned off the trailer, because I think it's going to be heavy on costumes and creature effects and very low on story.
Yeah.
I was sensing a little intrigue in there.
Yeah, the trailer, I didn't click the link that you guys had, but it looks like the same one I watched. It looks like there's more story than fighting in this. So I'm hoping it comes true.
I just want some fighting, honestly, with those cool alien costumes. Those look pretty badass.
I'm hoping against all hope.
But we'll see.
Hope is not a strategy, Spiff.
Okay, well, we're going to check that out next week. Arena from 1989. Looks like you can find the full movie on YouTube if you want to go that route. But it's also on Amazon. But I don't know if it's Prime. You might have to rent it. So check that out, and then we will catch you here next week when we talk about Arena. That's going to do it for the show, guys. If you like what you heard, please go leave us a review on your podcast listener. That really helps out the show. It helps us find new listeners and all that good stuff. And then go on them Twitters, Facebook, Instagram, find us, follow us, and share with us. Join our community at subreddit Bad Movie Night. And then until next week, stay out of the night shadows, because Caitlin's in there. Being creepy.
He doesn't see anything.
He doesn't see anyone get murdered.
Knock down your door.
And eat your pie. Okay. Goodbye.
Thunderface.
Oh, that rhymed. That was good. Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. You were on your own. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.